Dr. Thorning, great to have you back.
Thanks. Good to be with you, Tony.
What made you say, Tony, we need to talk about the EPA?
Well, I thought your listeners would probably need and want to know that the Environmental Protection Agency is going to start regulating greenhouse gas emissions as of January 2nd, 2011. So in about 3.5 months, EPA will begin to require that facilities, stationary sources, and mobile sources that emit certain amount of greenhouse gases get what they call a prevention of significant deterioration permit and or a Title V permit. These are operating permits. EPA will be regulating about 70% of all stationary source emissions. That's like a manufacturer, a cement plant, a refinery, electric utility. This will raise the cost of energy. It will make it much more difficult for a company or a municipality to decide to make an investment because EPA hasn't said what the technology should be. EPA won't be imposing a cap and trade as the Carrie Lieberman bill would have done that we talked about last week. They will just say, you must adopt this best available technology, but by the way, we haven't defined what that is yet, and you must reduce your greenhouse gas emissions. The effect of that, I think, is going to be to reduce U.S. investment, to keep investment spending down. Investment spending is down 24% from 2007 fourth quarter. It's the biggest chunk of our decline in gross domestic product. It's declined a lot more than personal consumption expenditure. So this EPA regulation is adding one more uncertainty burden to business and municipalities who are trying to decide whether to expand or to improve facilities. And I think it will be a job killer.
Is the EPA becoming too powerful? And beyond the fact that this new power that they will have is going to handcuff business even more, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I think it's not helpful because the business community is facing uncertainty with respect to the health care reform bill. They don't know how that will be implemented. They don't know how the financial reform bill will be implemented. They don't know whether taxes are going to go up because of the Bush tax cuts being allowed to expire. We have the huge $10 trillion deficit facing us. And now this is one more piece of uncertainty that will drag us down and keep us from restarting investment and job growth. Furthermore, it won't do any good for the environment because, as Lisa Jackson, the EPA administrator, testified last fall, even if the U.S. reduced its greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by the year 2050, it won't help the environment because developing countries are not willing to take on hard emission reduction targets. So this EPA regulation, I think, will impose significant economic pain and no environmental benefit.
Well, to play devil's advocate, isn't it a good thing that we're starting to look at the future and try to do whatever it is, our fair share, to help the environment?
This is not a good path forward. There are other ways that have been suggested that would be a much more cost-effective way if the U.S. really wants to slow its rate of greenhouse gas emission growth. For example, a small tax on carbon emissions. That would provide certainty because the business community would know how much the price of energy is going to rise over time. Under the EPA approach, there is uncertainty as to what technologies EPA will require a company to adopt. There's uncertainty as to the price of energy. How will that impact the price of energy? How will it impact production costs? Furthermore, U.S. producers will have no recourse to imposing a tax on foreign goods that might come in without energy and environmental controls. So it's really the worst of all possible approaches to slowing U.S. greenhouse gas emission growth.
We're talking with Dr. Margot Thorning, who is on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. She's the Vice President and Chief Economist with the American Council for Capital Formation. Well, Dr. Thorning, this and cap and trade, and it seems like there are so many other challenges business has, not only here in the state of Michigan, but throughout the country. When are we going to see some positive efforts to help business here in our country?
Well, I think it's possible after the November elections, if there is a shift in control in the House, for example. It may be that Congress would decide to implement legislation requiring EPA to wait before moving ahead on greenhouse gas emission, or absolutely stop that piece of the EPA initiative. There was a bill in the Senate that had quite a few co-sponsors by Senator Lisa Murkowski to stop EPA from going forward with this. So it may be that that effort will revive if there's a change in leadership.
Dr. Thorning, this election coming up in November is going to be a lot bigger than people think.
Well, I think there is such a discontent across the country with the high unemployment rate, with the very, very slow rate of investment, and no apparent improvement any time soon. And, of course, the housing market continues to be a terrific drag on the economy. I think people are going to be looking for new solutions and to provide certainty, or try to reduce the uncertainty out there that's keeping business from investing and keeping them from hiring.
The federal trade deficit, tell us what that means and what's going to happen if we don't start addressing that.
Well, the administration would like to increase U.S. exports to try to slow the growth of the deficit, the trade deficit, and that would certainly be a very positive thing. We do continue to import more, for example, from China than we export to them, as well as to other countries. Part of our deficit is, of course, importation of gasoline, oil, but I think reducing the uncertainty out there would help business make the kind of productivity enhancing investments that we're going to need if we do want to increase our exports as a percent of GDP. But right now, companies are simply not feeling comfortable enough to use some of the cash they're sitting on to make these investments because they don't know what's coming down the path that may impinge on their ability to make a normal rate of return on investment.
Well, it seems like the United States has so many challenges, especially with this federal budget deficit. A lot of this debt China owns. There is a huge gap in the import-export, and they seem to be holding all the power when it comes to that. Does the United States face the same challenges that we've seen financially in Portugal and in France and in other countries?
Well, it is clearly alarming to a lot of folks, the size of the deficit, almost $10 trillion over the next decade. If we could restore economic growth to 3 or 3.5% a year, we would probably see enough growth in tax receipts as well as job growth to begin to bring down that deficit. But we do need to do something long-term about the size of entitlements, about some of the provisions in the tax code that probably need to be shaved back. But that's a long-term solution. And the Deficit Reduction Commission that's supposed to make a report this December to Congress and to the administration may have a path forward that possibly members of Congress could get behind with a new Congress. We do need to take a long-term look to reduce our dependence on borrowing from foreign countries.
And Dr. Thorning, if our listeners want to find out more about the American Council for Capital Formation, how do they do that?
www.accf.org, and they will find the paper that I just submitted to the district court on the economic impact of EPA regulating GHGs, as well as the impact of Kerry Lieberman bill on the state of Michigan. That's under our Kerry Lieberman analysis. So I invite everybody to take a look and get in touch with us.
Dr. Thorning, thanks so much. Really appreciated your time.
Thanks so much.